Good morning, members and members of the audience. Welcome to the Education Budget Conference meeting. Ms. Deborah, please call roll.
Senator Galvano.
Here.
Senator Brusa. Senator Bullard.
Here.
Senator Dieter. Senator Legg.
Here.
Senator Mumford.
Here.
Senator Sachs. Senator Simmons.
Here.
Senator Thrasher.
Here.
Senator at large. Senator Gardner. Senator Joyner. Senator Margolis. Senator Richner. Senator Smith, House, Chair Fresson,
yeah.
Representatives Atkins, Ahern,
yeah.
Castor Dental, Flock Reed, Chris Hagan,
here.
Nunez,
here.
Perry,
here.
Rayburn,
here.
Reed, Stone,
here.
Taylor.
Here.
At large, Representatives Baxley, Coley,
here.
Gibbons, Gonzalez, Holder, Jones, O'Toole,
here.
Roussan, Saint, Thurston, Waldman, Williams,
here.
Workman, Young. A quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Deborah. Chair Galvano, good morning. And unless you have any opening comments, I could go ahead and start with my offer.
Please.
Thank you, sir. Once again, I'd like to begin by thanking you for the Senate offer yesterday on the budget and the proviso you provided, and I'm prepared to make our second offer on the budget along with some proviso. You will see that we should be able to close out many of the remaining issues, and please refer to the spreadsheets before you, and we will highlight the changes we've made in the offer from the first House offer. Early learning budget, page 4, many of the items are closed. We accept the Senate position on line 31B for $10.5 million total funding for the school readiness provider performance funding. We accept the Senate position on line 31D for $2.5 million increase for the HIPPE program. We offer a modified House position on line 34A to provide $5 million for increased child care slots in the school readiness program. We accept the Senate position on line 46B to not provide an increase in the base student allocation for the VPK program. Moving on to FEFP, which is on page 6 of the spreadsheets before you, the House offers a 3.24% increase in total funds and a 2.71% per student increase to include the following. The House original budget for the technology categorical on lines 2F, 2G, and 2H, and on line 2S, the House also offers a modified position for the juvenile justice education supplement of an additional $2 million. $30,666 for career education and industry certification training in juvenile justice education programs. We have included a one-page summary of the FEFP as one of the handouts in your packet. In non-FEFP, we have been able to close out a number of issues and hope to close out many more with this offer. Beginning on page 7 of the spreadsheets, the House accepts the Senate position on the following lines. 27J for the Boys and Girls Club, Highlands County. 27K for the Boys and Girls Club of Manatee County, New DeSoto Club at $500,000. 86D for Teach for America at $1.5 million. 129R for Knowledge is Power Program, Jacksonville at $240,000. 129W for Avid Highlands County at $520,203. 129AD for Florida Youth Challenge Academy at $750,000, 129AF for the Governor's School for Space Science and Technology at $500,000, 129AG for Here's Help Opelika at $500,000, 129AI for In Search of Me Cafe at $100,000, 129AK for Marie Selby Botanical Gardens at $500,000, 129AO for Pinellas Education Foundation Career Path Planning at $250,000. 129AP for Project SOS Expansion at $301,184. 129AT as in Tom for Visible Men Academy at $50,000. 129AU for YMCA Youth in Government at $200,000. 139A for Auditory Oral Education Grants at $500,000. 139D for Family Cafe at $50,000. And 144B for the Florida School for the Deaf and Blind at $963,340. The House offers a modified position to provide recurring workload funding for the following lines. 27E for the Boys and Girls Club at $2.5 million. 27F for Teen Trendsetters at $200,000. 74A for the Regional Education Consortium Services at $1,445,390. 86B for training and technical assistance at $5 million. and 129S for Lawrence Kids at $1 million. The House offers a modified position to fund the following lines. 31A for the College Reach Out Program at $500,000. 129G for the Culinary Training Professional Training Kitchen at $200,000. 129L for the Morning Family Foundation at $1 million. 129AB for the Florida Children's Initiative at $1 million. 129AS for the SRI International Middle School Digital Mathematics at $500,000. 129BB for the Summer Internship Program at $100,000, 129BC for Vision Screening at $300,000, 129BD for the Park Project Search at $100,000, 129BE for the YMCA Tech Smart Tampa Bay at $100,000, 129BF for the Hialeah Gardens Educational Center Programs at $1,870,000, 129BG for Project Pass JROTC Junior Leadership Corps at $170,000, 129BH for the Workforce Advantage Academy at $100,000, and 139C for the Communication Autism Navigator at $1,600,000. Other funding in the non-FEFP is maintained at the House position. For Educational Media and Technology on page 13, line 4C, the House accepts the Senate position to provide $450,000 for federal equipment matching grants. In higher education for district workforce education, beginning on page 17, of the remaining issues on line 9F, the House accepts the Senate position for the funding of $500,000 for the Lake Technical Center for Advanced Manufacturing. In the Florida College System, on page 18, of the remaining issues on line 7K, the House offers a modified Senate position for the funding of $250,000 in non-recurring for Appleton Museum. In state universities, beginning on page 19, of the remaining issues on line 7Z, as in zebra, the House accepts the Senate position for the funding of $2 million for Max Planck Scientific Fellowship Program at FAU. On line 7AC, the House accepts the Senate position on FAU Jupiter Bioscience Gateway. On line 7AQ, the House offers a modified Senate position of $500,000 for the UF Whitney Lab. On line 7AU and 7BM, the House accepts the Senate position of $1.9 million for USF Sarasota Manatee STEM programs at Moat. On line 7AV, the House accepts the Senate position of $700,000 recurring for the FAMU Pharmacy Faculty Salary Adjustment. On line 7BC, the House accepts the Senate position of $1 million for UCF STEM Instructional Enhancements. On line 7BE, the House accepts the Senate position of $1 million for USF St. Pete, Florida Institute of Oceanography. On line 7BF, the House accepts the Senate position of $100,000 for the USF St. Pete Greenhouse Project. On line 7BO, the House offers $100,000 for the USF Sarasota Manatee Small Business Development Center. On line 7BP, the House offers $400,000 for the FSU Health Equity Research Institute. On line 12F, the House offers a modified position to fund under $100,000 in recurring funds for the IFAS workload. On line 12J, the House accepts the Senate position of $100,000 for IFAS Caladium Research. On line 12K, the House offers a modified position to provide $1.2 million of recurring funds for the Southwest Florida Immokalee Research and Education Center. On line 34F, the House offers a modified Senate position to provide $500,000 non-recurring funds for Crohn's and colitis research. On line 40E, the House offers a modified position to provide $800,000 for Neuroscience Centers of Florida. On line 63A, on lines 63A and 63B, the House accepts the Senate position for FLVC. In vocational rehabilitation, on page 22, line 15A, the House offers a modified position of $750,000 for item. On line 15B, the House accepts the Senate position to provide $50,000 for the WOW Center. On line 19A, the House offers a modified Senate position of $50,000 non-recurring for the ABLE Trust. In blind services, on page 24, lines 31A and B, the House accepts the Senate position of $200,000 for the Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired. In private colleges and universities, moving on to page 26, line 11C, the House accepts the Senate position to provide $188,000 to library resources workload at Florida's historically black colleges and universities. On line 20C, the House accepts the Senate position to provide $250,000 for the Florida Institute of Technology. On line 36A, the House offers a modified Senate position of $500,000 non-recurring funds for Nova Southeastern Health Programs. Moving on to student financial aid on page 28, line 1A, the House maintains its position on the Bright Futures Program enrollment reduction to align with the EDR consensus estimate. On line 13A, the House accepts the Senate position of $115,000 for minority teacher scholarships. On line 34A, the House maintains the House position on the children and spouses of deceased disabled veteran scholarship programs to align with the EDR consensus estimate and not include the CPI increase for tuition for 2014-15. On line 34D, the House accepts the Senate position of $1 million for the Honorably Discharged Graduate Assistance Program. Chair Galvano, that is the offer. We maintain the House position on all other issues, and I would like to, at your indulgence, ask our staff director, ask Alice Heflin, to go over the offer on our proviso. Please. Take it away, Alice.
Thank you, Chairman. On line one, for the Northwest Regional Data Center proviso, we maintain the House position. On line three, we accept the Senate position on the HIPPE proviso for the school readiness program. On line four, we offer a modified position to align with the new budget offer and to clarify the requirements for the early learning performance funding pilot project. On line five, we would maintain the House offer number one on breaking out $1.6 million for the VPK pre- and post-assessment and providing $2.9 million for PMRN in VPK. On line six, we maintain the House position. On line seven, we accept Senate offer one. On line eight, we maintain the House position on the SAI additional low-performing schools and the algebra and the reading proviso. On line nine, we maintain the House position on instructional materials. On line 10, we maintain, to align with the budget in the FEFP that the chairman went over, we maintain the House proviso from the original House budget on the technology. On line 11, we maintain the House position on the virtual education contribution. On line 12, we offer a modified House position to do a compromise and use the Senate proviso on the principal training allocation but maintain the funding in non-FEFP and to also provide $500,000 for the pilot project in House Bill 875. On line 14, we accept the Senate position. On line 15, we offer a modified position to accept the Senate allocation methodology, but maintain the House funding of $5 million. On line 15, we offer a modified House position, which provides the additional $500,000 the chairman offered in the budget for the crop program. On line 16, we offer a modified House position to require that the funding for the career and education planning system would be transferred to the UWF when the Florida Virtual Campus is also transferred contingent upon House Bill 7165 or similar legislation becoming law. On line 17, we offer a modified House position to align with the budget that the chairman offered on Florida Children's Initiative. He offered $1 million, which we would propose would go to the Miami Children's Initiative and the Newtown Success Zone in Jacksonville. On line 18, we offer a modified House position to provide $390,000 to maintain the FCAT Explorer for 11th and 12th graders that would need to do retakes in order to graduate. On line 20, we accept the Senate position. On line 21, we maintain the House position of the proviso for the Workforce Student Information System. On line 21, we maintain the House position on the adult general education fees in workforce in Florida colleges. On line 23, we accept the Senate modified proviso but maintain the House funding of $5 million. On line 24, we maintain the House position. On line 26, we maintain House offer number one on the SUS performance funding proviso. And on line 31 and 32, we maintain the House position. That's the offer.
Senator Alano.
Thank you, Chairman Friesen. Appreciate the offer. I know you all worked late last night to have it for us early this morning. We will digest the offer made and look forward to a Senate offer number two. Obviously, we're on a one-hour notice, and so look out for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Galvano. And with no other comments, Senator Mumford moves we rise.